New Testament reading comes from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great is a forest that is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and the Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. This is the word of our Lord. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. How many of you heard that phrase before Mike's children's sermon this morning? This was a common phrase that I heard throughout elementary and middle school as kids tried to deflect the teasing and taunting that would occur in the classroom and on the playground. But it wasn't until I was much older and an adult that I realized that this phrase wasn't true at all. Words can hurt. They can cut like a knife. They can pierce like a sword. During our outdoor worship service on Pentecost, I talked about the effects that our words have on people, the power that they possess. They have the power to build up, or they have the power to tear down and destroy. During that worship service, I talked about the Losado ratio, which was developed by a man named Marcial Losado, who studied the effects that our words have, the power that they contain. And his research indicated that for every negative comment that is made, it takes three positive comments to undo the effects of just that one negative statement. Other studies indicate that the ratio is 5-1. And some studies show that it takes 7 positive comments to undo the effects of just one negative statement. Our words have power, and they can have long-lasting effects on people. To paraphrase James this morning, the tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. James compared it to a flame, said it could set the entire forest on fire. I heard an old Scottish tale once. It was about a woman who lived in a Highland village in Scotland. And this woman didn't like one of the men in the village, so she heard this rumor about him. She decided to pass the rumor along. She, of course, thought it was true, and this rumor traveled all through town. It ended up ruining this man's life. It ruined his family, his job, his integrity. He ended up having to pack up everything and just leave town a ruined and defeated man. Later, this woman found out that the rumor wasn't true at all, and what she had done was help to destroy an innocent man's life with her tongue. So she was devastated about this. She went to her pastor. The pastor's name was Domini. She said, "Pastor Domini, I have destroyed an innocent man's life with my words." She told him the whole story. She said, "Pastor Domini, I am so sorry. Can you please forgive me of this sin?" And the pastor looked at her and he said, "Well, it's just not that simple." And he said, "I'm going to need you to go and get a large bag of feathers. And I want you to place a feather on the lawn of each house in this village." So the woman thought this was a very strange request, but she wanted forgiveness. So she went and got a large bag of feathers, and she put a feather on the lawn of each house in the village. She went back to the pastor, and she said, "Pastor Domini, I've done everything that you asked. Can you now please forgive me of this sin?" And he said, "Well, it just isn't that simple. I need you to retrace your footsteps. I want you to bring me back every feather that you put on that lawn in this village." And she looked at him and she said, "Well, that's just impossible. These feathers, they've been carried off in the wind." And he said, "And in like manner, the same thing has happened with your careless words." Now I know that we live in a small village that is completely free of gossip. What? So we don't have to worry about these types of situations. So this morning, we will just have to imagine that we do live in a small town where gossip does occur and where the rumor mill is always running. Imagine the negative effects that our words can have on folks. As James pointed out in the passage this morning, our words have the power to set fire to the entire forest. They can easily spread like feathers in the wind. In our New Testament passage, James also talked about how we all make mistakes, and often. James spoke openly and candidly about how we will all fall short at times, how as humans, we are just simply going to make mistakes throughout our lives. And sometimes those mistakes might look like the ones that this woman made in this old Scottish tale. Hard as we might try, sometimes it is difficult to not repeat gossip we have heard in the street. Sometimes it is difficult to not speak negatively about someone we dislike or that we feel has wronged us. But as our passage from Isaiah pointed out this morning, the tongue of the teacher is to offer a word to the weary. And we are all teachers. Teachers are not just the people that stand behind the lectern or the pulpit or who teach Sunday school. We are all teachers of the gospel. And as teachers, our words ought to be healing. They ought to bring grace and peace. They should build up and not tear down. Encourage instead of discourage. And when they do, that is when we can truly join the psalmist in praying, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord." Our words have power. The human words can burn like a raging forest fire, incinerating everything that they come in contact with. Or they can be pleasing and acceptable. There is one other thing that our words have the power to do, and that is that our words have the power to reveal the inner character of the person who is speaking. And I'll explain this a little bit further. All day long, as we go about our days, our minds are constantly thinking. We are constantly thinking about something. We are either thinking about the task at hand, or we're thinking about something that occurred in the past, or we're daydreaming and thinking about what is yet to come. So when we speak, the inner dialogue that we've been having in our minds flows out. The things that we choose to talk about reveals what we've been thinking about. The way that we talk, the words we choose to use, they all reveal the inner workings of the mind. So everything that we say to one another or about one another reveals more about us than it does the person we are speaking to or about. Our speech reveals the character of our inner identity. I read a quote many years ago when I was working as a professional counselor. And the quote says, "Be careful of your thoughts, for your thoughts become your words. Be careful of your words, for your words become your actions. Be careful of your actions, for your actions become your habits. Be careful of your habits, because your habits become your character. Be careful of your character, because your character becomes your destiny." Our words, our actions, our habits, our character, and ultimately our destiny can all be traced back to our thoughts. The things that we are silently thinking about ourselves in our minds, the things that we are silently thinking about others in our minds, it forms our words. And each time we open our mouths and speak, that those inner thoughts come out, and the character of our inner identity is revealed. I have a funny story that I wanted to share with you all. There once was a woman, and she woke up one morning, and she had three hairs on her head. And she looked in the mirror, and she said, "Great, I have three hairs. I think I will braid my hair today." So she did, and she had a great and wonderful day. The next day she woke up, and she had two hairs on her head. She looked in the mirror, and she said, "Perfect, I think I will part my hair down the middle." So she did, and she had a great and wonderful day. The next day she woke up, she looked in the mirror, and there was just one hair on her head. And she said, "Great, I think I'll put my hair in a ponytail today." So she did, and she had a great and wonderful day. The next day she woke up, and there was not a single hair on this woman's head. And she said, "Thank you, God. I was running out of things to do with my hair." This was one happy and confident woman. She could have weighed 600 pounds, had three hairs on her head, chin hairs poking out everywhere on her chin, and she still would have looked in the mirror and said, "Man, I am one beautiful woman." And she would have had a great and wonderful day. This is what I mean when I say the character of our inner identity is revealed each time we speak. This woman's inner thoughts, the things that she was silently saying about herself, they were happy thoughts. They were loving and encouraging thoughts. And when she spoke, you heard the outpouring of that inner dialogue. You heard the character of her inner identity. Likewise, each time we speak about ourselves or to someone else, it reveals more about us than it does them. It puts our inner identity on display for all to see and hear. In closing, I wanted to share something with you all that I found on my desk when I first arrived here. When I first got here, I was settling into my office and I was arranging my drawers and getting stuff organized. So I went through every single drawer and I found this sheet of paper that was buried in one of the back corners of the drawers. And it had been there for quite some time. It's weathered and it's discolored. But on this piece of paper was a prayer. And the prayer was very influential for me, so I put it under the glass. It's on top of my desk, so every time I'm in there, I can see it. This is what the prayer says. "May the Lord speak in your words. May the Lord think in your thoughts. May the Lord work in your deeds. Through you, may the Lord love through your attitudes." Today, let us leave here with the words of wisdom from James. May we all realize that our words have power. They have the power to set fire to the entire forest, or they have the power to build up and encourage. May the thoughts that we form in our minds be uplifting and encouraging, so that every time we speak, the outpouring of our identity is pleasing and acceptable. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.